السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم.
اس آیت کا ترجمہ ہے
حضور سیز دیٹ دی ٹرانسلیشن آف دس ورس از
مومن عورتیں
دیٹ دوز بیلیورز اینڈ بیلیونگ وومن دے آر فرینڈ ٹو ون
انادر کو حکم دیتے ہیں
دے ایگزورٹ ون انادر فار گڈ تھنگز اینڈ فار بڈ دیم اور نماز کو قائم کرتے ہیں دے ابزرو زکات ادا کرتے ہیں اینڈ پے دی
اللہ اس کے رسول کی اطاعت کرتے ہیں
اینڈ دے اوبے اللہ اینڈ ہز میسنجر
اللہ ضرور
دیز آر دی پیپل
یقیناً
ان ہوم اللہ المائٹی ول ہیو
مرسی
شورلی اللہ المائٹی از مائٹی اینڈ وائز.
اس آیت میں
حضور سیز دیٹ ان دس ورس ایز اٹ از ایز یو ہیو لرنڈ فرام دی ٹرانسلیشن دیٹ مسلم believing men and women, their attributes have been mentioned. Allah Almighty says that these beautiful signs and attributes, in whichever group these qualities are there, they are the people who truly believers, believing men and women. As we have seen, Allah Almighty has mentioned in this verse there are seven good qualities of the believing men, believing community, which has been mentioned. The first one is that they are friend to one another. They love one another in such a way that is there for all the times. They are bent upon helping one another all the time. And the second thing mentioned is that these people always admonish one another regarding good things. and they spread the good things as they like, as they are seeking goodness from Allah for themselves, similarly they are wishing the same for others. And they wish that by establishing the goodness and virtues, the love and affection, they can establish such a community which is following the commands of Allah in the true sense of the word. And the other thing mentioned is that they forbid other people from bad things. Anything which means denial of Allah's command, they stop the people from doing that. They help the transgressors and the one against whom the transgression is done. They stop the aggressors, and those who are transgressed against, they are always bent upon helping those people. And for this purpose, if they have to give any sacrifice, they are always ready for that. They do not spare that. So that the peace and tranquility and brotherhood should be established. And the fourth point is that they observe Salat and establish the institution of prayer, the prayer which is the pillar of faith, about which it is mentioned there. The Allah Almighty say that you pay special attention, otherwise your claim will be meaningless. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has emphasized regarding prayer, and he says in so many places. In one place he says that the Salat is very essential, and this is like the miraj, the highest point of mu'min's life. And this is the best way to have communion with Allah Almighty. And then he says that nothing better than Salat is any word which you can keep as a routine. And there is a Salat and prayer and Durood Sharif, and this is the combination of all the forms of worship and prayer. This includes everything. And through this, all types of worries and anxieties are overcome, and one is delivered from the trials and difficulties. So therefore, to offer the prayer carefully with congregation and offering it on time, Allah Almighty says that these are the qualities of the believing men, and they should be present in them. And the fifth point which has been mentioned here is that the believers are those who pay the zakat, they spend in the way of Allah. And Huzur says, I will develop on this point later on. And the sixth point is that they obey Allah Almighty and the Prophet. And in order to discharge their responsibilities towards God and human beings, they act upon all the commandments very happily, willingly. And the seventh point is that these people who are having these good qualities, Allah Almighty shows mercy upon them, and they are the recipient of the mercy of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty always deals with them with mercy and grace. Always remember that these qualities, if they are found in Muslim men and women, which Allah Almighty has mentioned, these, who is very wise and great wisdom is there in this. Therefore, in order to have relationship with this mighty and wise God and acting upon His commandments, that we can also have the wisdom and knowledge in us. And because of that hikmat and wisdom, and we will have it because of following the commands of Allah and the Messenger. And as a result of that, the consolidation of the Jamaat and the establishment of justice will also be there. And because of this as a whole, as a Jamaat, the ignorance will be completely wiped away from the community, and always treading and walking and moving forward with hikmah and wisdom. And as we will go along, then the brotherhood and good relationship among the people will be established. They will be promoting this cause. They would also be this message which has been given by one God, and that message which has been Allah Almighty has revealed this message through the greatest lover of this age, of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has been sent to establish and to spread this message. And under his obedience, and we will be able to spread this message in the whole world. And as a result of that, we will be able to see, witness that prevalence and dominance which Allah Almighty has promised with the promised Messiah, that this dominance will be there in this life. By acquiring these qualities, we will be the recipient of these blessings which Allah Almighty has promised to the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is a glad tiding for the believing men and for believing women, that if you become such people who have these qualities, then this great message of Allah Almighty, each and every word of that is full of wisdom, then you will become the people who would be spreading this message in the world, and then you will be able to see the days of the ultimate victory of Islam. The reflection of divine attributes, in order to become, have acquired that reflection, it is very essential that we should try to acquire these qualities and establish them in ourselves. And so that as a result of that, we can benefit from the divine attribute of Aziz and Hakim, the mighty and the wise. We should, when we try to establish these qualities in ourselves, then only then we will be able, Allah Almighty will enable us, our tongues, to preach the message of wisdom given by Allah Almighty. And we will be able to see and witness the ultimate dominance and prevalence of Islam. So in order to achieve this very high objective, we have to realize this point, that this promise of initiation and bath that we have done, which we have done we have made to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that we would be ready to sacrifice our time, our wealth, our strength, everything. We will be ready. We will always be ready to make these sacrifices. Then we will be the people who would be fulfilling this promise. Now Huzoor says, as I mentioned, I would say something about zakat. Now I come to this point. This subject of monetary sacrifice, financial sacrifices, as all of us we know, that this month of November, through which we are passing, normally the new year of Tariq-e-Jadid is announced. In October, the year of Tariq-e-Jadid finishes, and from the 1st of November, the new year begins. Normally, in the first Friday in November, the new year is announced, but this year, because of certain reasons, this announcement could not be made. So today I would like to make this announcement of the new year, and with reference to this one, this point, I would like to mention this quality of believing men and women, of this quality that they are paying zakat. What is zakat? Huzoor says it means that spending something in the way of Allah, so that that money becomes pure, and to show the obedience to Allah Almighty, and also so that Allah Almighty may bless that money and go on increasing that. So therefore, a believing man, when in order to fulfill the need of his brothers for the religious purposes and for the prevalence of Islam, for the victory of Islam, when they spend some money for this noble cause, and through this spending, he is actually going into this sort of commerce and contact with Allah Almighty, that he is going, and as a result of that, he is going to get more and more blessings from Allah Almighty. And as a result of that, Allah Almighty further blesses his wealth, and so that he may be able to benefit from the worldly amenities, and also by spending more, By spending more, he may be able to get more and more blessings from Allah. This is such a transaction where there is no risk of loss. You put from one side and from the other end, you receive manifold. You receive manifold, multiplied in great number. In worldly business, we see that when we spend some money, when we get something as a result of that purchase, then the value of that is just equal to the money that we have spent. Every wise person always agrees to the amount by looking at the value of that thing. And the value of that thing is equal to whatever a person has spent on that. And this can be benefited to some degree, that thing, and with the passage of time, the value of that thing and the benefit that we get from that, that goes on decreasing. And at one stage, that thing simply becomes useless. And then we see in this world that in every industry, in order to get the product, when the raw material is used, then some part of that raw material goes waste. And the 100% money spent on that one is not fully utilized. So therefore, looking at those wastage, normally the company holders or the factory holders, they work out the value of that and accordingly they fix the price and try to get some benefit. There are some other factors as well. If they are there, then sometime this profit turns into the loss. But Allah Almighty has given the assurance to those people who are going to spend in His way that it will increase. It will be multiplied 700 times or even more than that. So believers have been, their attention has been drawn to this commerce, that whatever benefit you get in the worldly ways, but when you are spending in the way of Allah, according to His commands, then while you get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and you also contribute towards consolidation of the Jamaat, and also you are improving the life to come, so then you are also free from this problem, that because of certain factors, under the influence of the bad influence of these things, you may not be running into loss. So Allah Almighty has mentioned this subject in another verse, in 273 verse of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah Almighty has said, وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ
اللَّهِ
يُوَفَّى إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. That whatever you are going to spend, that is for your own benefit. While
تم تو اللہ تعالیٰ کی رضا جوئی کے سوا کبھی خرچ نہیں
کرتے, you are جو بھی تم مال میں سے خرچ کرو, to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, whatever you spend, that is definitely going to come back to you, and you would never be running into any loss, and no injustice will be done there. So Allah Almighty, when the word full or fully is used, so then it is such a word that we cannot even imagine the magnitude of that. If a person goes into a business and then he takes his pen and he makes the calculations, nowadays it's the computer age, on computer one he makes the planning and 5%, 10%, whatever is the case, so he tries to get that much profit out of that. If someone who is very keen, then he may be going beyond that. And in some cases, when the demand is more, then if someone is indulging in black marketing, then he gets tries to get more benefit. So when they do all these things, so he simply gets the worldly benefit. But sometime through hoarding, he becomes sinful. And whatever he earns through this means, it cannot be called a pure earning. But Allah Almighty says that for the sake of Allah, in order to get His pleasure, so that Allah's love should be there in your hearts, and you are obeying the commands of Allah Almighty, and which is dominant on the love of the world, love of money, then you get into this commerce with Allah Almighty, then He gives you the reward abundantly. And you cannot imagine the extent of that. The worldly benefits are there, and the religious benefits are also there. The wealth is also purified. And those people who earn such pure wealth, they are not those people who are making misuse of the difficulties of the people or their situations. But they always try to avoid such ways in which some unfair element is there. By the grace of Allah, there are very rich people in the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, and middle class are there, and poor people are also there, because this is a community of believers. So all the sections of the community, they are always taking care of the fact that whatever Allah Almighty has given me, I should be spending out of that, so that I should be able to get the blessings and the mercy of Allah Almighty. There are such people have been in the Jamaat, in our community. Huzur says that not only we have seen in the past, but they are even today in the community, those who for their daily needs, they just spend modestly, and whenever there is an appeal from the Khalifa of the time for financial sacrifices, they whatever they have saved are they save for this purpose, and then always they are ready to make contribution towards that appeal. And they see the manifestations of divine mercy as a result of that. They try to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty through this means. Today, by the grace of Allah, in several countries of the world, there are thousands of Ahmadis who have understood this point fully well. They get into commerce with Allah, and then they, by spending in the way of Allah, they actually see the manifestation of the return which comes manifold to them. Somebody wrote to me that I have increased my promise for Tahreek-e-Jadeed manifold. I know that person personally. He promised more than what he could afford. But then Allah Almighty showed him this mercy and favor that whatever promise he made not only enabled him to fulfill that promise, but this year again he made the promise. He increased his promise to the double. Then again, once again, Allah Almighty, that Allah Almighty gave the promise that He would provide the people from such source which they cannot even imagine. According to this, Allah Almighty again gave him and provided his needs from such a way that he was also able to make the payment of the promise. He says that my heart was filled with praise for this Allah who always fulfills His promises. And we should pray that when our hearts are filled with the praise of Allah Almighty, we should go on increasing in our sacrifices. And our hearts should always be filled with the praise of Allah. Because Allah Almighty has said that whatever you are going to be grateful, I am going to even grant you more. And He increases manifold. Our gratitude cannot go to that extent of the increase that is given to us. Allah Almighty goes on increasing. And those people who praise Allah Almighty and depend upon Allah Almighty, He further strengthens their faith. Another person writes that when Secretary Tahreek-e-Jadeed said that now you have made the promise, how are you going to pay it? He said that to him that if you are worried, then don't you think that Allah Almighty will also be worried about that? Depending on His promise, I have made this promise. So these courages and these entire dependence on Allah Almighty, are because of the fact that they have initiated at the hand of the Imam of the age. And as a result of this blessing of the bath that they have done, they have got this true perception and understanding of these values. And they are increasing in their sacrifices. They have full faith in Allah Almighty. And they have full faith in this point that Allah Almighty is the one who always makes true promises. They have the belief that if you spend for the way of Allah and make some sacrifices, they never go waste. They have firm faith in this point that Allah Almighty, any action which is done entirely for His sake, He always rewards for that. They have full faith in this thing that Allah Almighty, according to His promise, He is going to change every trial into peace and happiness. And if there is any worry, that is going to be changed into happiness. Allah Almighty says, "Allazina yunfikuna amwalahum bil-layli wan-nahari sirran wa 'alaniyatan falahum ajruhum inda rabbihim wa la khawfun 'alayhim wa la hum yahzanun." That those people who spend their wealth and money at night and during the day, secretly and openly, for them the reward of those people is with Allah Almighty, and they will never encounter any grief or any loss or anxiety. So those people who are purely spending in the way of Allah for the sake of Allah Almighty in order to get His pleasure, each anxiety of these people is removed by Allah Almighty. They become entirely Allah's, and Allah Almighty becomes theirs. And Allah Almighty blesses their persons and their wealth abundantly. As it is mentioned in one saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abu Huraira relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that anyone who has out of his pure earning has spent one date in the way of Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty always accepts which is pure. So then Allah Almighty will accept it with His right hand, and then He will go on increasing for the owner of that date. So then He will continue to nourish that sacrifice just as you nourish one of your, you know, offspring of a sheep. So this promise is there from in the Holy Quran and also in Hadith. But we should always remember this condition that spending in the way of Allah, it should be from the pure earning. It should not be such an earning which has been acquired as a deceiving other people or by usurping the rights of the poor people. Allah Almighty, He demands that such a money should be spent in His way, which has been earned through lawful ways and means. And then it is presented to Allah Almighty to acquire further purity. Allah Almighty is not in need of anything at all. Allah Almighty, He is actually, in order to purify our hearts and our wealth, He has asked us to make sacrifices. So unless we do not spend in the way of Allah out of our pure earnings in order to seek His blessings and favor, and as long as we continue to do that, we are going to get more and more blessings from Allah Almighty. As Huzur says, I have mentioned that for the sake of Allah, if every action that we do that gives further strength to the community, consolidates it, and also enables us to spread the message of Allah in the world, and also gives us a further expansion in our means and ways of preaching, and we become the community of believers, which is very firmly consolidated, which is, you know, very firm footing and foundation. And there is no defect in that. Nobody can cause any damage to it, which is always the reflection, having the reflection of the attribute of Allah, which is Aziz, which means mighty. And that is the community which always sees the manifestation of this attribute of Aziz, mighty. And This community established by the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, the community of the believers, this is such a community that by making reformation in them and acquiring good qualities by sacrifices for the sake of Allah, then they see the mighty manifestations of divine power. When Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani started this Tahreek-e-Jadeed in order to defend Islam against the onslaught of the opponents, then this was such a tahreek, such an appeal which was supported by Allah, and it was full of wisdom. And one could see at that time that because of this, the Jamaat is going to spread in the world to get the spiritual dominance. And the proof of its being assisted by God Almighty is that the people who are spread all over the world, they are the proof of that. And the missions which are established and the mosques which are established all over the globe, and every year the rightly inclined people who join the fold of Ahmadiyyat, they are the proof of that. In those days, the Ahrar who wanted to completely smash Qadian, according to their claims, this is the claim which they, the boastful claim which they made, that they would do like that, they would completely destroy Qadian. We don't know where they have gone. But so far as the Ahmadiyya community is concerned, because of the blessing of Tahreek-e-Jadeed and the sacrifices, monetary sacrifices which they made, because of the obedience to Allah and His Prophet, and because of responding to the call of the Khilafat, and in order to get the blessings of Allah Almighty, offering their financial sacrifices, because of these blessings, that community has already spread into 189 countries of the world. And every Ahmadi of a country which newly joins this fold, and after joining this community of believers, when he does the good deeds after joining the community, and he is the one who is further increasing in his obedience and also in financial sacrifices. And he is paying attention to the responsibilities in this matter, and he is always taking full care of that. So these are the manifestations of that Aziz and Hakim God which we are seeing in our community by the grace of Allah. Allah Almighty continue to enable us to remain within this community of such people who are showing these sacrifices and seeing these manifestations. And we continue to see these manifestations of Allah. Now Huzur says, I would like to ke daftar awwal, dom, som and chaharam, the fourth, the first, second, third and fourth I am going to announce by doing this announcement as the tradition goes. Last year the financial sacrifices offered by the Jamaat from various angles I would like to analyze and assess that. Tahreek-e-Jadeed, Huzur says, the new year of Tahreek-e-Jadeed finishes on 30th of October. By the grace of Allah, according to the reports, some of the reports are sometime late, but according to what we have received, so the international Jamaat has collectively in Tahreek-e-Jadeed 36 lakh pounds have been contributed by the community as a whole. In this, the Pakistan and American currencies, as people know, they are going down in their value, and so although the sacrifices of these people, they are increasing, but they are not fully reflected in this figure. So this collection is 110,000 pounds more than last year. And this year as well, Huzur says, number one is Pakistan. And the situation in Pakistan is known to everyone. There is so much chaos and lawlessness there that the business people, they are not having good business there. their conditions are not very good, but most of the jamaats are extremely worried. When the last month is there, they are worried that they may not be able to fulfill their promises, but in spite of, and moreover, the large number of people are not well off, they are poor, but these poor people also contribute, and because they make the contribution because they have faith in Allah, and they have this faith that Allah Almighty is going to remove their anxieties and worries. So if you, for my sake, you are spending the money, then I will give you in manifold. So in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, they are doing all that. They don't worry about these situation, whether they will be getting the food next day or not. They are going on sacrificing. So the first number is Pakistan, number two is America, number three is Britain, number four Germany, number five is Canada. Germany is going back, and America, UK is coming forward. Number seven is India, eight is Australia, ninth is Belgium, and 10 is Mauritius. And from African countries, Nigeria is number one. The number of those people who pay contributions of Tariq-e-Jadeed in some countries, in Pakistan, India, Germany, Britain, Indonesia, Tanzania, Benin, and Nigeria, they are outstanding. The figure which has among those people who have increased as compared with last year, that is more than 16,000. And the total is 400,000, more than 400,000. The last year, the figure which was presented, there was some miscalculations there, and some reports were not precise or it was presented properly. This year, they say that total number should not be given, but we should be just living as such. We are not making these sacrifices for the sake of Allah, and we are not having any in consideration of these. Whenever, if we do not have an eye on our weaknesses, we cannot really assess the pace of our progress. So this is what I say internally, but 16,000 people are more who have joined the fold of those who are making this contribution as a plan, and they are always increasing their level of sacrifices. According to some reports, because of some errors there, so they were not properly telling, but it might be slightly less than before, but actually overall the increase is there. And as I said, Huzur says that when we analyze our weaknesses and shortcomings as well, only then we will be having this blessing in our endeavors, and very firmly we will be reminded about this responsibility, and we will be getting the pleasure and the blessing of Allah. This is the ultimate objective of us, and we are working for that. Nothing is hidden from Allah, so there is nothing to worry about that. From the people, we are not going to get any reward from the people. Our reward is with Allah, and for His sake we are making these sacrifices. Zul says, anyway, by the grace of Allah, more than 16,000 people have joined in various countries in this blessed scheme. And then I said that the ledgers of the first chapter, first part, our first office, there are more than 3,400 people, their ledgers have been reopened, and a lot of ledgers have been reopened again. They were opened as a result of the contributions made by various members of the Jamaat, so therefore the a large number of people are such whose office, their ledgers have been reopened and payments are being made. And the internal comparison of between various jamaats in Pakistan is also there, which are the communities which worked, how much they paid and what are their positions. So according to this, Lahore is number one, Rabwa second, Karachi is third. There are certain jamaats which are also mentioned as because of their outstanding performance, and they sometimes hope their names should be mentioned. The outstanding jamaats are Rawalpindi, Islamabad, Multan, Quetta, Kundri, Sahiwal, Hyderabad, Bahawalpur, Nawab Shah, and number 10 is Dera Ghazi Khan. And among the district, Sialkot number 1, Faisalabad, Gujranwala, Mirpur Khas, Sargodha, Shekhupura, Bahawal Nagar, Narowal, Okhada, Sangad, and Kasur are 10. So these are from 1 to 10 in that order. And apart from that, there are some smaller communities. They have made outstanding sacrifices. Wakent, Khokar Garbi, Sosola Murad, and some. Ladad Karam Singh who says Khatialiyan, Bashirabad, Badin, Lodra, Multan, these are the communities of the Pakistan. The example and the models of these sacrifices are there, that they are belonging to that country which is on the top of the list. In England, the first 10 positions are like that. For general contribution, Halka Masjid Fazal is number 1, Bradford, Worcester Park, number 2, number 3 is Bradford, number 4 is Scunthorpe, 5 Glasgow, number 6 is Tooting, number 7 Manchester, number 8 is Huddersfield, number 9 is Birmingham East, and 10 is New Malden. So these are the 10 Jamaats in the same order from 1 to 10. Last year I gave an assessment per head contribution which community is good in UK. So regarding this analysis, according to this analysis this year, I present the assessment, the first 5 Jamaats. Number 1 is Scunthorpe. They were lagging behind, they were all doctors, so I told them to move forward. £237 is the their contribution. Second is Masjid Fazal London, and £100 is the per head. Worcester Park is £80. Number 4 is New Malden, number 5 is Birmingham, and they are paying £41 per head. These are the big jamaats which I have taken, but there are some smaller jamaats. They have a small number, and but there are some people who are earning quite good, and their contributions are quite good. Their overall contribution is quite good. And if they might be thinking that if there are few people, so I would like to mention that Scunthorpe is number 1, and Devon in Cornwall, £158 is average, number 2. There are few people. Spen Valley is number 3. South East London is number 4. Masjid Fazal London is £100. And looking at the number, the mosque is number 2, as a matter of fact, looking at the total number. And for the sacrifice, it is number 1. In America, they also wish that their names should also be mentioned. Huzur says that according to their collections, number 1 is Silicon Valley, number 2 Chicago West, number 3 North Virginia, number 4 is Los Angeles East, and the next number is Detroit. So, may Allah reward all these people, those who have paid the money, and bless their wealth and their persons, and go on increasing their pure wealth, and they are able to make more sacrifices in order to get the pleasures of Allah Almighty, and they may be able to given the full understanding of the attributes of Allah, and they may be the people of such people who are having these qualities. As I mentioned last year there was some mistake in the figure presented last year. The Jamaats should check the figures when they send the report very carefully in African countries particularly. In other communities, while they are paying more, but the number of members in those Jamaats, if the number has increased, while it has increased somewhere, but there are several countries in Africa where if the missionaries and other office holders, they pay more attention, then this figure can be multiplied, can become double next year if some effort is done. If there is slackness, that is on the part of the workers, and they should work hard. And such Ahmadi who has accepted the message of Ahmadiyyat, he has accepted it for the sake of Allah. In order to get among the community of believers, he has accepted Ahmadiyyat. So whenever he is not made to understand these things properly, the office holders and the Murabbiyan, the missionaries, how can these people come to know what is the value of these appeals which are launched from time to time? So Huzur says, I have said it many times again earlier on, that in Tahreek-e-Jadeed and Waqf-e-Jadeed, the new converts, they should particularly be enrolled in these schemes. And they should not be deprived from any of the attributes and the qualities of the community of the believers. Allah Almighty may enable every member of the Jamaat and office holder to understand this spirit, and also enable them to go on increasing their standard of financial sacrifices. News, Huzur says that our missionary was living in Sierra Leone. Yusuf Khalid Dorwi was his name. In the last few days he has passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. He had his education of Shahid from Jamia in Rabwa, Pakistan. And after that, he worked in various regions in Sierra Leone. Last year, rather this year, Huzur says, he was appointed the Naib Amir first in Sierra Leone, and he was also principal of Jamia Ahmadiyya in Sierra Leone. Wherever he was given the opportunity of serving, he was very devoted, very dedicated. He was serving the cause of the community. During his stay in Pakistan, he was married. Waliya. He was married to Halima Waliya. This is the girl who was taken as the daughter by Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Salis when he came back from his tour of Africa. And she was living with his family. And on 28th October, he was not feeling well. He became sick. He was attending a meeting. He became unconscious. And when tests were carried out, he was suffering from hepatitis. So just after one day, he went into coma. And on 2nd of November, he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. He was a Musi and very dedicated Ahmadi and very devoted. There are two other missionaries who have passed away earlier on, those who are qualified from Jamia. So please pray that may Allah May Allah grant us more missionaries who are following in their footsteps, fully devoted and making sacrifices, and they may be serving the cause of the community more than these people, because the load of responsibility which is coming, that is much heavier. And may Allah create from among these people such people who are able to shoulder these increasing responsibility. The wife of deceased brother Halima, and there are four daughters and two sons which he has left behind. May Allah also enable them to have patience and raise his status in paradise, and give him place among his beloved people.
Alhamdulillah nahmadu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ.
Zur says that after the prayers, I would be leading the janaza prayer of Yusuf Khalid Sahib. I would be leading the janaza prayer.
Ibadallahi rahimakumullah. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i dhil qurba وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ.